All right. What I wanted to ask is, tell us about the restoration of the Bears Ears Monument in Utah. Why is it important to you and your ancestors?
Yes, so the restoration of the Bears Ears National Monument and the landscape out there is very important to not only the Ute people, but to many other indigenous people. You know, this is where the ancestral Puebloan sites and many sacred sites that are tied to many of us, as well as this is a place where some of our grandparents were born and raised and have been laid to rest out there. The place is very important in respect to how it has evolved and come to this current state of time and space, because many people visit these locations without knowing some of those strong ties by the indigenous people to these areas. And sometimes inadvertently visit and don't know that they may be speeding up destruction and degradation of the area. But also some people visit intentionally to vandalize and destroy these areas. So, you know, when we look at that in respect to how we believe, we learn from the land, but we're also of the land. We were never taught to own the land because we're taught to serve. And this is a landscape which largely has played significant roles to many, many people. I was honored to serve on the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition as a co-chair. I formerly served during the years that I served as a tribal council member for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, which was from 2013 to 2016. And during that time, we heavily lobbied for permanent protection and continued access. And when we started that journey, we were largely speaking in parts to our indigenous people and tribal organizations. And at the end, you know, we realized that we became the voice and leaders for all people, because this space is public lands and it does belong to each and every one of the citizens of the United States. And so this became a very, very pivotal fight in terms of trying to keep the land as pristine as possible. But, you know, in this day and age with development and exploration for mining minerals and oil and gas, it's a tough fight. So there's many threats out there on the land to try to keep it safe and protected.
All right, and how does the Bears Ears Restoration fit into the Biden administration's goal of protecting 30% of America's public land from development, and how will this help fight global warming?
Well, when you think about how many of us indigenous people think about land, land is our mother earth, and you know, to use invasive processes, that's invading and just really providing a negative source of energy out on the land. When we think about the 30 by 30, you know, a lot of different processes are involved in that to try to keep some of the energy in its place, but also to help mitigate some of the current climate crisis. And when we think about how we've learned and how we've come through many generations, a lot of that knowledge is written on the canyon walls with the petroglyphs and the rock art. They tell of times, they have come through times very similar to this. And I believe that part of the solutions, when we can take the time to spend out on the land to learn from those ancestors and really feel it, I think that we can figure out some of those processes that may help us down that line through the knowledge passed down from generation to generation. We're coming into the winter season. This is a season of storytelling. This is where a lot of that knowledge has been embedded. And that's how we feel that connects us to the land, but also in largely speaking to the 30 by 30 initiative, just as the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance has supported and helped help people to understand the landscape, to engage in putting language together, we're in it to try to do our best to help mitigate and to be parts of the solutions to helping combat and to come to some of that reasoning around where we're at currently in terms of our climate issues. I think that, you know, every person has their responsibility. Every person should consider themselves accountable for what they do, because at the end of the day, the only real change we can make and the only person you can change is yourself. And through a lot of those personal decision making, you can do what you can do the best that you can do. And, you know, with the systems in place, with government, you know, that's how we try to put forth and preserve and protect these places, but also to help people understand that, you know, development and exploration are not necessarily the solutions, but may actually be a huge part of the problem. So as we're moving forward to mitigate that, I think helping to create that that inquisitive part of us to learn more about what it is, I think that's the best way we can move forward.
All right. As always, I wanted to, you know, thank you for your time. Always good to talk with you, and perhaps we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you. It's my honor.